Now turn to part 3. You are going to hear 5 different people talking about their relationship with somebody. For questions 19 to 23, match the speakers 1 to 5 with the letters A to H. Use the letters only once. There are 3 extra letters which you do not need to use. You now have 30 seconds in which to look through part 3.
Speaker 1.
Generally, I like living at home with my family. There are 5 of us. I've got a brother and a sister, and we fight a lot, but I love them really. My parents give us everything we need. In fact, they buy us lots of things, especially clothes. My social life suffers a bit, though, as I have to babysit for my little brother and sister quite often, and I have many jobs to do around the house, apart from my work for university. It's difficult to get any spare time to go out and have fun. Sometimes I resent the fact that I have so many responsibilities for someone of my age.
Speaker 2.
He takes up all of our time, as there's so much that he needs. Feeding, changing, bathing, and sometimes just a cuddle or some attention. He really has changed our lives completely. I don't resent losing my free time, though, as he's worth it. Ah, when he smiles at me and looks contented, I feel wonderful. We're both very proud of him, of course. He's not very entertaining yet, as he can't do much. He just sort of lies there and makes funny noises. The house is messier than it used to be, too. His things are everywhere. But on the other hand, we try to keep everything really clean, even if it is untidy.
Speaker 3.
They were always fighting. I think we must have been known as the noisiest house in the street. I was never one for arguing, so I used to try and keep out of the way as much as I could. She often used to cry after a fight, and he'd go out, probably to the pub. Now it's much better. They're almost friends again. He comes to visit sometimes, especially on special occasions, like a birthday or for Christmas. I think they stayed together for our sake, but really it was the worst thing they could have done, as we witnessed all the fights, and that was very upsetting.
Speaker 4.
I guess we have quite a large family for such a small house. Everyone helps out, though, and we all have our own chores to do. Both Mum and Dad work during the day, and we are all at school, so it's good to have someone at home to do the cooking and keep the house in order. They're both wonderful company, anyway, and sometimes when I have a problem and Mum and Dad aren't home or are very busy, they are there for me to talk to. They aren't as strict as my parents either, and often stick up for me if my father doesn't want me to do something. I like having 3 generations living under one roof. It's taught us all to be more tolerant and not to be selfish.
Speaker 5.
We do tend to get under each other's feet a lot, and I wish I could have my own bedroom. But I think the advantages outweigh the disadvantages. For a start, there's always someone to talk to and someone to help me if I have a problem. There are enough of us to make a basketball team, so we play as a family against our friends. Mum says that we have exhausted her, but really, she's very proud of us all. Dad always says he has to work overtime to feed and clothe us, but really, he just loves his job and is a workaholic. I think 2 children would be enough for me, though.
You will hear the piece again. Speaker 1.
Generally, I like living at home with my family. There are 5 of us. I've got a brother and a sister, and we fight a lot, but I love them really. My parents give us everything we need. In fact, they buy us lots of things, especially clothes. My social life suffers a bit, though, as I have to babysit for my little brother and sister quite often, and I have many jobs to do around the house, apart from my work for university. It's difficult to get any spare time to go out and have fun. Sometimes I resent the fact that I have so many responsibilities for someone of my age.
Speaker 2.
He takes up all of our time as there's so much that he needs. Feeding, changing, bathing, and sometimes just a cuddle or some attention. He really has changed our lives completely. I don't resent losing my free time, though, as he's worth it. Ah, when he smiles at me and looks contented, I feel wonderful. We're both very proud of him, of course. He's not very entertaining yet, as he can't do much. He just sort of lies there and makes funny noises. The house is messier than it used to be, too. His things are everywhere. But on the other hand, we try to keep everything really clean, even if it is untidy.
Speaker 3.
They were always fighting. I think we must have been known as the noisiest house in the street. I was never one for arguing, so I used to try and keep out of the way as much as I could. She often used to cry after a fight, and he'd go out, probably to the pub. Now it's much better. They're almost friends again. He comes to visit sometimes, especially on special occasions, like a birthday or for Christmas. I think they stayed together for our sake, but really it was the worst thing they could have done, as we witnessed all the fights, and that was very upsetting.
Speaker 4.
I guess we have quite a large family for such a small house. Everyone helps out, though, and we all have our own chores to do. Both Mum and Dad work during the day, and we are all at school, so it's good to have someone at home to do the cooking and keep the house in order. They're both wonderful company, anyway, and sometimes when I have a problem and Mum and Dad aren't home or are very busy, they are there for me to talk to. They aren't as strict as my parents either, and often stick up for me if my father doesn't want me to do something. I like having three generations living under one roof. It's taught us all to be more tolerant and not to be selfish.
Speaker 5.
We do tend to get under each other's feet a lot, and I wish I could have my own bedroom. But I think the advantages outweigh the disadvantages. For a start, there's always someone to talk to and someone to help me if I have a problem. There are enough of us to make a basketball team, so we play as a family against our friends. Mum says that we have exhausted her, but really, she's very proud of us all. Dad always says he has to work overtime to feed and clothe us, but really, he just loves his job and is a workaholic. I think two children would be enough for me, though.
That is the end of part 3.